Progress Test, Unit 7. Speaker 1.
I come from a small town, Johnston, Ohio. Nothing happens there. I mean, it's a nice place, but I just couldn't face living there all my life. All my buddies from high school have got jobs in the local area. I could have got a job there too, no problem. But I wanted to do something with my life and see a bit of the world. Now I'm here in Seattle, which is a great city. And in my job in Northwest Airlines, I'm flying all over the Pacific. Sure, it isn't easy looking after passengers on a long-haul flight, but I'm able to visit some awesome places. The one thing is, it's difficult to be married when you're traveling all the time, and I've just got engaged. We'll solve that problem together, I guess. When I go home and see my old buddies, we have a good time, but we've got less and less to talk about. I'm telling them about the light show on the river in Shanghai, and they're telling me about some maintenance job at home, or the new speed bumps outside school. It makes me sad, but I'm drifting away from them.
Speaker 2.
At high school graduation, they voted me the person most likely to succeed. I have always loved acting, so when my father passed away, I came here to L.A. after a road trip across the States. That was 3 years ago. I went to an acting school and had lessons, then I found an agent. But I haven't been able to find much work. Well, I did some commercials, and you might have seen my face on a few Walmart brochures, but that's about it. Maybe I'd be better off if I went home. Here, I am waiting tables in the hope that, you know, maybe one day some film producer is going to notice me when I bring their check. But I'm not going to give up just yet. After all, if Brad Pitt managed it, so can I. For a while, he had to stand in the street dressed in a chicken costume giving out flyers, but then somebody spotted him. I ought to give it a couple more years, and then it'll be time for Plan B.
Speaker 3.
I couldn't have imagined how bad it would be to be locked inside a truck. It's so hot, and you think you're going to suffocate. When they let us out, it was getting light, and we were at a T-junction in the middle of nowhere. Welcome to America. They just drove away. That was 4 years ago. I came here to make money so I could go home and buy a house. But it hasn't been easy. You have to hide the fact that you don't have permission to be here. I could be arrested and deported, so I have to be really careful. I used to work on farms, but now I've managed to find a better job. I work for a builder, making prefabricated homes, and I'm learning the tricks of the trade. He's a nice man who came over here from Guatemala years ago. He looks after me. People are friendly here, and I can speak English well now, so I've got no problems getting by. I guess I'm doing well, but I'd love to be able to see my family more often.
Speaker 4.
I got my PhD 2 years ago from the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research in Mumbai. I was able to visit America for the first time that summer for a conference program at Cornell University. I might have stayed in Mumbai all my life, but at Cornell I realized that I'd better move to the States so I could get more funding for my research. So now I'm here at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, at the Center for Theoretical Physics. It's great because I'm able to work with top scientists in my field from around the world. I love it here in Boston, and of course, being Indian, I'm able to speak the language fluently. America is a great place to work, but it's a long way from home. I haven't managed to get used to the culture here yet, not totally. In Mumbai, we're always in and out of neighbors' houses. But here, everyone keeps themselves to themselves. I should just accept that, I suppose. But the only social life I really have right now is going to MIT events.
Speaker 5.
The US admitted more than 12,000 refugees from Syria last year. We're grateful to be here, but people ought to make us feel welcome. Most people just mind their own business, and some people go out of their way to help us. But some Americans clearly don't want us here, even politicians. A man came up to a friend of ours 2 weeks ago and told her she had better go home. I wish we were able to do that, but our homes are in ruins. We needed to leave to save our lives, and now we have to make the best of it. Luckily, I'm working as a receptionist at an arts center in Moorhead. The people there are really nice, and they try to include us in social activities. Last month, I also went to a good event in town. Refugees met people from the local community. Then the organizers put us into pairs, and we told each other about our lives. I told my partner about how the noise of gunfire stopped us from sleeping at night. He told me about the problems he had when he was young. It helps to talk and try to understand each other.